Belinda and Harper Audio Australia present this unabridged recording of A Home Like Ours, written by Fiona Lowe and read by Rebecca McCauley. The clear night sky offered no insulation from the insidious cold that curled around Helen with long, icy fingers. Despite the jeans, jumper, and woolly hat she was wearing, and being snuggled under a sparsely feathered doona, the chill penetrated the layers like a stealth bomber finding its target. Her car could double as a cool room. Shivering, she urged herself to look for something positive in the situation, but her weary, sleep-deprived mind struggled to cough up one thing. Eventually, it settled on the milk for her cornflakes. Unlike earlier in the year, it wouldn't be curdled in the morning. A vicious ha! Twisted sharp and harsh in her laugh, scaring her almost as much as sleeping in her car did. People believed homelessness meant sleeping on a park bench or in the doorway of a city office building. No one associated it with the wholesome countryside or with people who owned a car. In 6 months, Helen had learned every rule about how to sleep rough in her car. During the day, her age gave her an invisibility she railed against, but after dark, when she wanted to fade into the inky night, she became visible. Spending more than 2 nights parked anywhere risked her being noticed by the local police, who told her to move on. Even free camping sites weren't harassment-free. She'd lost count of the times she'd been told, "This is for real campers." Apparently, the tiny sink in a combi or the mattress in a hi-ace van made them far more acceptable places to sleep than her car. Tonight, she was parked in the shadows of ironbarks in an abandoned worksite she assumed had been created for gravel piles when Vic Roads widened the highway. On her self-created scale of safety, the spot scored highly, and she'd anticipated a deeper-than-usual sleep. But the frigid night put paid to that. Perhaps she should run the car for 10 minutes and blast herself in heat. She scotched the idea immediately, unable to afford wasting precious fuel. Her phone, now 4 days out of credit, suddenly beeped at her. She glanced at the reminder. Job seeker form. Bugger. Before she could lodge it, she needed to apply for 10 jobs. It was the game she played to receive a looking for work allowance, aka go directly to poverty allowance.